With our galaxy's passage into a new consciousness, often thought of as having occurred on the 2012 winter solstice, all things are changing. That which supports our physical reality is becoming more visible, while our physical world becomes more transparent. We are able to think thoughts that were not possible to think before. We are able to see what was not visible to us before. And so, we undertake to understand what was not ours to understand before. Just as our world is undergoing transformation, those healing modalities which have come to us from historical traditions are also changing. The consciousness within each healing modality, those guides, angels, and spiritual beings related to the modality, desire to be called upon in their newest capacity, as they are constantly changing as well. It is only natural that we too are ready to embrace our new relationships with them, so that Reiki and other healing modalities reflect the consciousness of ourselves and our world now. The two paths. Let's look at the basic symbol of Reiki, the Chokurei. It is generally translated as, place the power of the universe here. More and more we are honoring our abilities as co-creators to invite the consciousness within both heaven and earth to meet within us. Therefore, this symbol must include universal energies related to the earth as well as heaven. I see the symbol itself as illustrating our transition from polarity, where we choose to live on either side of a linear path, into multidimensionality, or non-duality. The linear path. Our current world is based on polarity. Polarity limits us to a reality in which we commonly perceive things as good or bad, right or wrong, something we want or don't want. We often get stuck trying to make decisions because we hold an unconscious assumption that there are opposing sides and so organize our options into dual sets. We consider either this or that, limiting ourselves to two options or multiple options and their reverse. This applies to our overall life and social culture, as well as to our healing potentials. We either get well or not. If we get well, the healing is a success. If not, it is a failure. As practitioners of healing modalities, and as humans who undergo the process of healing our own physical bodies regularly, we sometimes struggle to define healing outside of this good-bad polarity. The spiral path. In order to move into the new light of Reiki, we must move beyond the constrictions of our polarized consciousness. We need to honor our ability to awaken into a consciousness of compassion that need not judge ourselves or others. As this happens, we are able to see the learning process which underlies all healing. This is the reason our soul chooses to engage with this reality. Clearly, the spiral path allows our soul's journey to intersect many more experiences than the linear path allows. We are learning not to judge ourselves when we do not heal perfectly and instantly. We have done nothing wrong when our soul chooses to explore the spiral path and all the new experiences it offers during a process of healing. It is easy to feel guilty for not making the right choice or healing fast enough. And this self-judgment keeps us stuck in the linear path because we are judging our experience of not healing as being bad or wrong. We are holding ourselves within the rules of the old polarized consciousness, which is now passing away. But in the moment we recognize this, we can release from it. We are not bound by polarity. We are only subject to it when we play by its rules. Sacred Geometry. Sacred geometry offers us information at many levels. Notice in the Chokurei symbol how the linear path intersects with the spiral path at several points. When we release self-judgment, we naturally move to one of these points where the paths intersect. From here, we have the possibility of remaining in polarized consciousness, or we can take a chance with something new and begin to move along the less familiar spiral path. Stepping onto the spiral path is scary. Unlike the linear path, we can't see what is up ahead. What lies around the curve is only known when we arrive there. But following the spiral path allows our soul to explore more options and possibilities along the way. For me, healing isn't about fixing something. It's a small journey within our soul's much larger journey of endless self-inquiry. You might say, healing is like a day trip within our soul's many lifetimes here on Earth.